Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We had a very good show today, Andrew.
Yeah.
I think I've learned a little bit more about how the scams we had at the top of the hour, how things are happening out there and what we need to be aware of. I had to make sure Allison said it and said it again about if you're expecting high return and low risk, that doesn't exist.
It doesn't. But you know what? There's lots of people that look this way all the time, whether it's a real estate deal or something else. And the other thing I want to add to that, Faisal, is don't put all your eggs in one basket, meaning don't have it all in one investment. Because time and time again, we come across people that have taken a significant amount of their nest egg or all of it and put it in something.
We've seen some interesting stuff. We've seen some interesting stuff. People have put all their money into, or a majority percent of their money into one investment. We're not talking different portfolios. We're talking one investment. Concentration risk is what we're talking about. And that's a big one. But you did say don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I did.
And we had the guest right before come out and say, you know what? Canadians want to put all their financial advice and products under one umbrella.
Being under one umbrella is different than having the eggs in one basket, so to speak, because you can have different investments of different things under one umbrella, under one account, under a lot of different things.
Correct. Now, before the break, I was mentioning that there's a survey that came out from our firm about, and they do this every year, about the top 10 reasons or the top, you know, top things that people want to change in 2020. I'm calling this BS. No, not because of the survey. And the reason why I say that is because every year, Andrew, we get this stuff.
Well, it's all the same. And what I mean by the same is it goes back to New Year's resolutions. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Where does it all come together? You know, the biggest one that you hear from or what we see in the surveys is what?
I want to pay down my debt.
I want to pay down debt. And that's a
one in five Canadians are saying they want to pay down their debt in 2020, which is the same or close to the same number it was in 2018, 2017, so on and so forth. Going back 25 years that we've been seeing these surveys, debt has been the number one thing for people to drop. But then when you look in aggregate, Canadians have more debt than they did 25 years ago. Canadians have more debt than they had 5 years ago.
Yep.
So what's going on? Why don't people do what they say they're going to do? Or are they just being nice on the survey, making them hear what the surveyor is trying to ask for? Like, what are the things that you want to do in 2020 is the question. And then they check off, debt sounds good.
Well, I don't,
or do they really believe that they want to do it, but they just don't do it?
I think they believe that they want to do it, but they don't do it.
Okay, so I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Okay. And 10th consecutive year debt payments or debt repayment is the top financial priority according to our CIBC poll. So we did some Googling. Apparently that's a verb now. Okay. When we Googled, the top reasons why people don't or fail to reach their goals, we wanted to kind of understand the psychology or the mentality of an individual who sets a goal, pay down debt, but doesn't execute.
But, you know, it doesn't have to be just paying down debt. It could be anything. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that you have to really
save for
consider.
Vacation, save for retirement, lose weight, go to church more.
Yep.
All these things that we bring up in the beginning of a year and we have all resolutions or goals, whatever you want to call them. But people don't do it. So now
you got to exercise it, whether it be losing weight, doing it for money or whatever it is, whatever the rule is.
Put it into practice.
You got to put it into practice and make it happen.
Okay. So that's the answer. Yeah. What's stopping people from doing that? You did some Googling.
Well, I did some Googling, but some of the stuff I knew already. And, you know, really when we look at it, you know, the first and foremost thing, the goals that people have are not specific, meaning it's been too vague and it gives them an easy out.
So let me give you an example of what I think is wrong with some of these surveys that we keep on reading. Is one of your goals to pay down debt? That's a yes and no question. Yes, if you want to rank it as high, how high of a priority, that's not specific enough.
No. So for example, you know, if the goal is to pay off the mortgage because that's your largest debt and you feel the strongest about it, how's that going to be paid off? Am I going to pay it off in the next 6 months, in the next 5 years? Let's sort of narrow down what
nail
the goal is, nail it down hard, and then put a plan in action that says this is how I'm going to do it.
Even if it's as small of a goal, and I'm going to make one up here, I want to have $1,000 less of debt. That's it. If that's the goal, that's more specific than I want to have lower debt.
That's right.
And so then now you can measure it. It can be achievable. You can track it. Those are some of the things that people need to do. We call it SMART, right? Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time specific. But there are other things that people have. And you've got a couple more that you Googled.
Well, another one would be people have doubts in their goals, so they don't believe in their abilities. So they don't believe that whatever their goal was, that they're going to be able to achieve it. So automatically the doubt light goes on, maybe I really can't do that. And so what do? You just sort of put it back into the memory bank and you don't action it. You don't create that plan.
That's me. I'll tell you, and I'm going to open up and tell you, I'm being vulnerable with you right now, Andrew.
Sweet.
I've said to you, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, so what are you going to do to lose 10 pounds?
Nothing.
I'm just saying it. I don't really believe it. Like I want to.
I was excited about it because I was really jealous that you'd lose 10 pounds. But that's another story.
Like I've dropped weight last year, but this year I'm like, I'm going to lose another 10 pounds. No, it's not going to happen. Like I'm not going to put as much effort and I just know it because I'm not motivated to do it.
Well, that's it. But in the psyche of a person, the other question that is always is, what if I don't do it? What if I fail?
Ah, the fear of failure.
Yeah. And so
if you don't set a goal, you can never fail.
But I failed it. What happens then? Well, but think about it.
That's a good one.
Failure is nothing more than, a small fork in the road towards success.
Yeah.
Because you made a mistake. It didn't work out the way you hoped, but you learned from that and then you move forward.
Yeah. We've never met anybody who's been successful that has avoided failure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're right. The fear of failure. If you don't set a goal, then you can't fail.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's a very good reason why. Here's one I want to throw at you. I don't think we saw it on the top 10 list when we Googled all that information. It's just not a goal. Like, it's just not. They say it because it's a thing to say.
Yeah, it's a thing to say.
Right?
But
I'm going to save for my retirement, Andrew. I really don't want to.
Well, and
because your actions will speak louder than your words.
You know, I think we're talking the same language, Faisal, but, I sort of like, paying down debt's important, but so is saving for retirement. So is a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about it on a financial sense, and I'm just using that as the example now, maybe you want to get a coach. Maybe you want to get somebody that's going to help you along that. And an advisor is not necessarily a bad idea. A financial planner, somebody to give you a little bit of a push in the right direction, because why can't you do both?
I love that you're on this show today about this topic because you get a lot of this with clients. We set a plan together. We sit down with our clients and look at ways that we can execute that plan, make it become a reality. And then we get sometimes, I call them the rebuttals. I like that, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but I won't. And so you get a lot of that. And when you're trying to figure out what's going on in the brain of the client, you come across some of these objections, these roadblocks, these hurdles, and we can kind of pick them out. Like, they're just not working for it. That was one that I saw on your list there. They're just not. So when someone says, I want to retire at 60 versus 65. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you prepared to do A, B, C to get that? Because then if you do those three things, when you crunch the numbers, you'll get there. And they're like, no, I don't want to do that. They're not ready to work for it.
Yep.
So I think, when you're dealing, like going back to your point of dealing with a professional who can kind of coach you through it, identify what your goals, and really identify what's meaningful to you. Because saying I want to retire at 60 sounds sexy. We're romanticizing that.
Well, I can be romanticized.
Right? Yeah. But it may not be what you really want. And so if you don't really want it, why do it?
Yeah.
And I think what you do with your team, with our clients on the financial planning side, is really understanding not only what their goals are, but do they really want it? And then how do we get there? Now, what are you prepared to do to get there?
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the awesome parts that we see. Is there anything that came out of your top 10 list or anything that you came up that said, we want to give a little piece to our listeners today saying, you're going to set some goals. What do you need to do?
You know what? I think the last one that I really want to go is just goals aren't motivated. You're not motivated to do them. So why did you have that goal in the first place? Yeah. It's got to be something that you really want. Like, you know, I set a goal last year. I wanted to lose 45 pounds or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm net down 20, but I'm not there yet. I'm disappointed in myself, but at the same token, I've done a lot to accomplish.
You've done a great job, Dad.
And I want to continue down that path. So I'm not killing that goal. It's just the timeline is different. I've also said I'm going to go, you know, take my family skiing. That was part of this whole process.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens this weekend. So you know what? There's important things that take place long as you really sort of focus on it and you're motivated to doing them.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of people are saying there's no purpose to it. So I'm saying I'm going to do it. It's nice and fluff, but you know what? Let's really try and drive it together and make it important.
Love it. Love it. So we're going to talk about goals, your retirement, the biggest fears that come in retirement. One is running out of money. The other one is, you know, these goods and services that I pay for to live my lifestyle keep on going up. It's the cost of inflation. Taxes are going up. They're coming after us, Andrew, for taxes. Yeah. We're the next group of people. The people who are transitioning to living in retirement are the next group of people who are going to be attacked for taxes. And we've already seen some of it happen. How do you handle all that as you transition to and live in retirement? And how do you profit and protect in these types of markets? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, January 21st. At the Hamptons Golf Club, you do need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. You've been listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.